We don't know so much about most of the brothers, but there are a couple of the brothers that we really do get a good picture and a good handle on. And those are the ones I think that we really need to understand best. And the first one that we really get a sense of is Reuven. Reuven has two stories that we see prior to Vayeshev that I think really define him. The first one is the Dudaim. He goes and picks up the flowers in the field and brings them to his mother. That's anyway a strange story because Reuven's not really the main part of it. It's really the banter back and forth between Rachel and Leah. But it's important to note that that Reuven is not the only child. He's the oldest child, but he brings flowers to his mom. Why? First question. Second question is, at the end of this week's parasha, we see that Reuven, after Rachel dies, he moves the bed, or he vayishkavet bilha, he sleeps with the bila. It's a question of whether we accept the pshat or whether we look at the drash on the pasuk. But Reuven does something to Yaakov in response to something that happens after Rachel's death. Now, not really addressing the why the pasuk writes it in a way that seems that he did something really bad, but just to understand, even on the drash level, Rashi says that Reuven saw his mother and couldn't handle it. He was so bothered by the fact that at the death of Rachel, rather than Yaakov moving his primary residence in with Leah, who is his then only main wife, he moves in with Bilhah instead. So he makes a statement to tell him that what he's doing is wrong, and he drags the bed out. Okay, that's the drash. We're not going to go into more than that. But what is it that motivates Reuven in both of these cases to do what he does? So understand, Reuven's name is Ra'ah. It comes from see. What was seen when Leah has him, says, you see that my husband hates me, right? You see my suffering. That's what she's really saying. Reuven grows up with this complex that he is the child of his mother's pain and anguish. He understands that Leah, no matter how hard she tries, is going to always play second fiddle. It really, really, really hurts him and bothers him. He's a child that sees pain and actually responds to it, but not his own pain, other people's pain. And it bothers him, and he feels that he has to step up and do something about it. Reuven is, in that sense, quite noble. I think the problem is that Reuven doesn't fully appreciate how to do it. He doesn't have the savvy that others do. And because of that, he ultimately ends up messing things up for himself. Reuven had the potential to be great, really great, with this capacity to feel for others, but he loses himself in his inability to modulate and regulate his emotions. We'll see more of this in the coming parshios as we meet up with Reuven as an older boy and Yosef and the other brothers. Have a great day.